What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What do you think it's like? Player off day is Tuesday. Maybe guys go out Monday night. What do you think it's like when B. Mitch and Ike Reese walk into the club in 2001 in Philadelphia?
We actually threw the party.
Yeah, I believe that.
So we didn't have to worry about getting in.
I don't.
Just so many drinks.
What were you drinking then? Gin? Wasn't there a gin phase?
Nah, not at that time. That was Bone Crusher.
Oh, let me get a Bone Crusher.
And Grey Goose.
Oh, Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Grey Goose was real big when it like burst on the scene right there.
That's when we were drinking at Ray Roos.
Think about the coaches on this staff. Jim Johnson passed away, but had an opportunity to be a head coach 100 times. Obviously, Andy Reid. Brad Childress was a head coach. Juan Castillo has been a coordinator on both sides of the ball. David Culley, who means a lot to you personally. Yep. Leslie Frazier's been a head coach. John Harbaugh has been a head coach, is a head coach. Sean McDermott is a head coach. Ron Rivera was on that staff. Mm-hmm. I believe Pat Shurmur is Deion's.
Pat was on there.
Isn't Shurmur Deion's OC in Colorado?
Now. Yes.
Spagnuolo's been a head coach and is widely considered one of, if not the best D coordinator in the NFL out in Kansas City. I mean, just.
He was like a assistant, a quality control dude back then.
He was DB's coach. It's listed here. But, yeah, I mean, you wonder why teams like that are really good when you put a staff together like that. All right, left hand up, confession here. I somehow lost today's show sheet and only have yesterday's. So I'm going to audible.
Look.
I did.
How you lost a sheet? You haven't gone anywhere.
I don't know, B. I got Monday. I did want to briefly address something, though. Apparently, Jeff went to CVS and was unable to purchase chips and salsa at Landfill's request. He said there were too many boxes and he couldn't get around them.
I thought he said it was big and strong.
Bro.
Are those the facts, Jeff? Landfill asked you to go get him some chips and salsa at CVS, and you were unable to because there were too many boxes.
Bro, they were stocking their shelves, and everything was in one aisle. But it ain't like it was five boxes or two boxes. It was literally boxes up to the height of me, packaged and wrapped and everything. They're literally busting these boxes down and open. Dude is scanning with the CVS employees to make sure the inventory is right. Dude, I wasn't about to go, like, step over juice boxes and all this just to get some chips and some dip, bro. And I asked him, could he move it over so I can get through the, like, you couldn't even step between the boxes and the chips to pick anything. Landfill, I just knew the chips was right there.
Landfill, if you had to guess one person of the five of us that would go to CVS and be incapable of getting the chips and salsa, Who would be your pick for that?
You, JP.
Jeff would be my one, but you would also be high on that list.
Right? Like, what?
J-Dogs forever.
Like, if Beamish goes to CVS to get chips and salsa, he's getting the chips and salsa.
You imagine Beamish encountering the box barricade that stunted Jeff's chip acquisition?
Yeah, he would run through it and yell, "I'm Brian Mitchell." I can see it right now.
If Beamish went to CVS and they were out of chips and salsa, he'd wait while the cashier went to another store and got some.
Listen, bleep, bleep. You better walk to Harris Teeter and get me some damn chips and salsa.
Hey, I'm not that mean. I'm nice.
Well, Landfill, I'm sorry about the chips and salsa thing. If it was me, I would have gotten it.
I mean, it's a tragedy.
Here's what I think. I think had I gotten to...
Y'all are terrible, man.
If I had gotten to CVS, I would have gotten the chips and salsa. But there's a very good chance that something would have happened to me between here and CVS that I get distracted or just do something else.
You would have forgot why you went there.
Totally. Completely.
Yeah, JP would have came back with like some plastic forks or something, talking about something. Hey, I got some more forks for the station.
We always need forks.
I guarantee he would not have known why he went to CVS.
I'd have to call. B, you played in the NFL. This is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Ryan is a guard for the Packers.
All right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dude, he missed more than $2 million bonus.
Oh, I saw that.
By two snaps.
See, that's straight BS right there. They could have still say, man, we really appreciate it. We're going to give you that bonus anyway. Two snaps. The man, and they probably took him out of the game so he wouldn't get the two snaps.
Here's the craziest part. It was two snaps over three seasons. If he had played two more snaps.
Over three seasons?
Yeah.
See, that's just... And that's what I want any fan listening to understand this. When you talk trash about a player holding out and stuff like that, that's the damn reason they hold out. That's the reason they always want to get their money. Because two snaps over three seasons, you decide you're not going to pay this man? They bench you at moments to make sure you don't get money. So that's why players go for what they got to do. They go for the juggler.
His agent went through and calculated the snap counts from Pro Football Reference. Now, Pro Football Reference is not owned by the NFL, but it is widely considered. Media, players, scouts, coaches.
So they say he deserves it.
His agent said, we had him at 35% of snaps exactly. However, the NFL and NFLPA both had him just under. So per the Packers, they're not giving him the escalator. We are pretty disappointed about it for sure.
Yeah, that's that BS.
You want to know why players hold out? A source with knowledge of NFL contracts said some contracts contain specific language about not rounding up when it comes to statistical marks for incentives or escalators.
That's that BS.
The NFL's numbers had this young man, so he had to get to 35% of snaps. He got to 34.952% of snaps, according to them. Now, his agents got him at 35.
So, 0.048.
I mean, did you ever have an incentive like that, like a trigger that you just missed?
I didn't have a trigger with the percentage like that, but I had somewhere I had to have a certain amount of yardage by the end of the season, and I get paid $750,000. And after two games, they decide don't let him run the ball again with 10 balls left, with 10 games left. And I knew if they gave me the ball, I would get to that 500-yard deal. One game, I had two carries for 105. They made sure I wasn't getting there. They basically said, you are a return man. You are not running the ball anymore.
That's such...
So,
you know what's one of the things I think players probably love Tom Brady so much? Is
he knew who needed what and when.
Yeah. Beamish kind of does have something similar, though.
What?
You have 4,999 punt return yards.
But it wasn't going to give me no extra money for that.
Yeah, but 5,000 would be a lot easier to rattle off. You put 5K on the side of that beer can instead of 4,999.
Hey, man. Things happen.
Was there one punt you think you remember that you could have gotten one more yard on?
I could probably tell you about 15 of them that I actually had it.
What do you remember more, the plays you made or the plays you could have made?
The one that I could have and the ones that I made that were called back because somebody did something stupid. Like, there was one guy behind me, 15 yards, he jumped on the guy's back.
What team? Here?
I was here.
What player?
I'm not going to say his name.
Do you remember?
I'm going to just say PA. Okay. I'll leave it at that. You got to figure that out.
Do you remember the touchdowns more or the fumbles? Because both are part of the game.
Touchdowns. You remember touchdowns? You don't remember no fumbles?
Good.
Especially when your teammate recovered it.
Sure. I don't mean the ones you lose. What is that feeling like? You, if a ball goes on the ground and you are just, your heart's in your throat, but then one of your guys
the
jumps
The one off. I remember the most was we were playing against, I think it was Houston, when we were like 7 or 8-0, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Both teams were 7-0 at RFK.
My knee hit the ground, and then the guy came and knocked the ball out. And I'm like, I was down. And they're like, oh, we don't know. And they were able to go in and challenge it, and I was down. Because I was like, oh, I don't want to be the reason that we lose the game. And so I remember that one distinctly.
I remember that Chip Lowmiller hit a field goal in overtime to win that game.
Chip called me this weekend.
What's he up to? Was he in Minnesota?
He was in Annapolis playing in Rip's tournament.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so both teams were 8-0 going into that game. Y'all had just beaten the Giants on Sunday Night Football when Gary Clark caught that play action from Mark Rippon. And that game went to OT. And I want to – I don't know that I have this. I want to say Al Del Greco missed a kick and then Chip made one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's – no, it's somebody named Ian Alford.
Whoever the kicker missed it. But Chip made a lot of kicks, man.
He's a baller.
Yes, indeed. He was the biggest kicker, tallest kicker I've seen.
I don't know this, and if I had to guess back then, all sports betting, I think, was illegal unless you're in Vegas. The total in that game was 43. These were two high-flying, undefeated teams. That game went way under, 16-13 final.
Yeah.
I bet Vegas and the bookies made an absolute killing in that game.
Probably so.
The whole world was probably on the over.
That's probably where they built the new, the Aria and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's when they built the pyramid at MGM Grand. Going to be very interesting. At 1:30, our friend AJ Perez is going to join the program. He, I believe, executive producer or one of the producers on a new Brett Favre documentary set to drop on Netflix that I think is going to bring out a lot of conversation. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.